Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
I was reading an article recently about a lawsuit, that was filed in federal court recently that alleges that a group of very well-known websites, including Disney, Warner Brothers, and some others, broke the law by secretly tracking the web movements of their users, some of which include children. Can you tell us, I guess, a little bit more about this?
Sure. And this involves a very, very common technology that most people don't know about, don't understand that this ability to spy on them is probably on their computers. What happened is that Adobe, and it's actually Walt Disney's internet subsidiary that is being sued, as well as some of its partners, they're using Flash, Adobe Flash, okay? One of the components of Adobe Flash is something called an LSO, a locally shared object, or Flash cookies. Some people call these super cookies or even zombie cookies. Now, these are cookies that are not cleared out of the browser when you say to clear the temporary internet files, to delete the cookies, because they're not part of the browser. They're not really part of Internet Explorer. They're not part of Firefox or Chrome. They're part of Adobe Flash, which is a plugin for these browsers. So most people don't know how to configure anything or get rid of these cookies. And these cookies are much, much larger than normal cookies. They're able to store 100 kilobytes of data. So you can store a lot of information about a person. And they have serial numbers, so they can have serial numbers and uniquely identify a person. So, for example, you know, one of the people that is being represented in the suit says that this network of partners was able to follow the habits of one individual who browsed articles on depression. They were uniquely tracked across the network of partners. Now, this person probably wasn't one of the minors that Disney spied on, but using some of the websites Disney has for kids, those LSOs get stored and track the children.
No, that's a little eerie, and I'm just wondering how, if people even take the time to regularly delete their cookies, how would they know if they have one of these Flash cookies? Are they even able to be discovered through a certain technique or deleted?
They are. If you don't, though, these Flash cookies can actually respawn the cookies you did delete. But the problem is, to know about the Flash cookies, you pretty much have to understand that Adobe and Macromedia have a website, and that website is the only way to configure the Flash player. You can tell it not to do cookies or limit the storage size. You can drop it to 10K, you can drop it to zero. One of the things you can do is, using Firefox, there's a plugin called Better Privacy, and it can allow you to notice whenever there's an LSO. I've got it set up on Firefox so that whenever I close the browser, it deletes all but one of the LSOs. There's kind of a master LSO, and that's used by Adobe to store settings, but it also stores a list of every website you visited. So if you don't want that list of every website you visited on your computer, then when you delete that master LSO, as I call it, that's not the real name, you've got to go back to the Adobe website to adjust the settings for privacy how you want it.
So is there an additional scan if someone doesn't have Firefox or is using Internet Explorer, let's say? Is there somewhere they can go on their machine or a different scan that they can do to try to discover these super cookies or Flash cookies?
Yeah, what they actually have to do, though, is go to it's actually a Macromedia site, because Adobe bought Macromedia, and Macromedia made Flash. And there's what they call the Flash Player Settings Manager. It's under Flash Player Help. And at the Flash Player Setting Manager, that's where you can control privacy settings and you can delete these. You can also manually navigate to the directory where the LSOs are, and they end with .sol. You can manually navigate there. Where it is depends on the operating system. It's different for Vista and XP, or Windows 7 and XP. It's going to be different on a Mac, because Mac computer can have flash. And in fact, you might remember I recently mentioned I had bought an Android-based cell phone. It has flash, and so I have to go to that website in order to adjust the settings of how I want my privacy to be with regard to flash.
Well, it's definitely eerie that they have access to this much information and can track it. Is there anything else on this topic or any recommendations that you'd make to listeners to protect their privacy with these sort of things?
You know, I generally don't tend to recommend one browser over another. Internet Explorer through the years has really gotten beaten up pretty bad, and Microsoft's done a really good job of improving the security of Internet Explorer. But in this case, there are plugins for Google Chrome as well, but I would recommend using Firefox and installing the Better Privacy add-on. And that way you'll always know when a website is using an LSO. And I should say, there are some legitimate uses for LSOs. They can store a lot of user information that's pertinent to a gaming site or a music site that has information that you want to have customized for you. But there's a ton of websites where all that information is getting fed into a massive advertising network to track you.
Well, Randy, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us about this topic. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askesaid@esaid.com. You can also follow the ESAID Research team on Twitter at ESAID Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.